Prologue. Catherine. The hallway was dark. The pulsing beat of a new dance number thumped through the wall at my back as he held me there, trapped between the unforgiving plaster and his hot, lean frame. His lips were hard and dominant, demanding my surrender, even as I squirmed in his hold. He was the only man that I wanted to disembowel with my stiletto and fuck with equal need. Don't move. He pressed forward, his solid body pinning me to the wall, his rock-hard cock a temptation. I couldn't ignore as I ground my hips against him, trying to get closer. God, yes, more. Does this bossy shit work with all the other girls? Your pussy's hot and wet, doll. Don't deny it. His dark eyes met mine, and the look I gave him should have withered his balls. Instead, it made him grin, and I swear I felt his cock pulse.
Shut it down, doll. Every thought in your head, work, life, everything but my dick pressed against you. Shut it the fuck down before I take you over my knee.
I narrowed my eyes and was equally appalled and aroused. You wouldn't. The thin material of his suit pants was almost no barrier between us as I raised my legs and wrapped them around his hips, like a woman in heat. I had no idea arguing would be so fucking hot. My skirt slid up, and I rubbed my bare inner thighs against his hips, eager for more. Lifting my arms over my head, he trapped my wrists, in one hand freeing the other to slide to my waist as he kissed my neck, licked it, sucked on it. There was going to be a mark there come morning. I arched to give him better access, as his fingers left a trail of heat on their way to cut my full breast beneath my blouse. He shoved the thin material up his calloused palms on my flesh. My hard nipple begged for his attention.
Yes? Holy shit, was that me? I didn't recognize that voice. I'd never sounded that desperate to be touched, that needy. And work. What work? Nothing turned my mind off faster than a man gently biting my nipple. And not just any man. Sam Kane. God, he'd been a childhood crush, the star of my schoolgirl fantasies, but that had been 15 years ago. He'd been a boy then. Now he was all man and I was climbing him like a tree. We'd spent the past hour arguing, and he'd instinctively knew how to push every one of my buttons. Instead of kneeing him in the balls, I was in the hallway of a public place, letting him touch and taste and lick me.
That's it. The only thing you should be thinking about is this.
His lips claimed mine as his free hand slid lower, down my abdomen. His blunt fingertips slipped over my skirt to my thigh, then up higher, and stroked along the lace of my panties. His hand tightened around my wrists. His tongue plundered my mouth, and two fingers nudged my panties to the side and slid into me. I was so damn hot for him, I nearly came from that one rough thrust. I couldn't stop the throaty moan that escaped me as he pulled his fingers free and fucked me with them again. He was opinionated, bossy, and annoying as fuck. He even stole my cell to keep me from working. So why was I panting his name as he did what he wanted? Grinding on his hand, I tried to get him to stroke my clit, to take me the rest of the way. But he broke off our kiss and bit my bottom lip lightly, just enough to let me know he was in charge.
Not yet, Katie. Not until I give you permission.
Permission? How dare he? I dripped all over his fingers. My pussy clenched and he pulled back, thrusting twice more, ever so careful to keep his hand away from my clit. I moaned in frustration and he nibbled at my jaw.
That's the sound I want to hear from you.
He fingered my clit once, with a swift, light touch that just drove me higher. I whimpered and he returned to take my lips, speaking against them as his fingers moved in and out of my wet pussy gently now, so damn slowly I wanted to cry. He kissed me hard, then unwrapped my legs from his waist, then moved lower. Letting go of my wrists, he knelt in front of me and lifted my skirt to my waist. My lace panties he simply shoved to the side as he held me in place with one hand on my abdomen. The other he used to spread me open for his mouth.